And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Roland, and I think you're going to enjoy today's program. We're going to talk about some very important things. The program is called Talk to a Pastor, and I'm your host, Pastor Roland. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. Yes, we're going to have a good program today. Okay, I've been around for 25 years. I've been helping folks for 25 years. People need a lot of help. People need a lot of help, and there's not a lot of wisdom out there. There's a little bit of wisdom. I mean, you can go to an experienced mechanic, and he knows cars, you know what I mean? Or if you fall down and break your arm or something, you go to, you know, the orthopedic doctor, and he knows how to take care of your arm. You see what I mean? So there's some wisdom, and you have some nice older folks. They've been around a long time, and they have some wisdom. And you have some senior managers, you know, mentors. They take a disinterested interest in you. In other words, they don't want anything from you. They just share their knowledge. Well, that's nice. That's very nice. But you need more than that. As a matter of fact, you need a lot more than that. What you need is the kind of knowledge that will help you make the transition from death to life. The transition from darkness to light, the transition from the hell that you're currently living in to a heaven that awaits those who love God, who yearn with all of their heart to find Him. Okay? You need that kind of knowledge. And so you go around, and of course there are people who claim to specialize in that sort of thing. You've got your gurus and your monks and your yogis and your priests and your ministers, and you've got all of them, and they say a lot of nice things, some of which may be true. See, maybe they happen to say the right thing. Everything he says might be true. It probably isn't, but maybe it is, okay. But that still doesn't help you. See, what you need is, you need living. See, you know, in John, it talks about the Word made flesh. See, and Christ said, my words are life. My words are life. He talked about the dead letter of the law, but he said, my words are life. What you need is living knowledge. See, living knowledge that comes from within. The kind of knowledge that is realized. Okay? It's not external. It's not on a billboard somewhere. It's not on a video on the internet. It's not coming out of a preacher's mouth or a guru's mouth or, see, somebody's mouth. It's not written on a page. It's a paper with ink on it. It's not there. It comes from within. It's living knowledge. It's just-in-time knowledge. It's inspiration, really. That's what you need. You need the living Word, the Word of God. See, now how you... So what you need then is not external words, no matter how pretty they are, okay? And not words written by somebody else, no matter how clever or how... their words written on a page is about their experience. And what they say might be very true indeed. But what you need is the kind of knowledge whereby you can see you can realize the truth, okay? You can realize the truth. See, that's a very, very important thing. I have gotten right down to the nitty-gritty in this program. It's amazing. I turned the microphone on and I began to talk. I've gotten right down to the most important thing. If you can follow me, see, if you can realize what I'm saying, see what I'm saying as I say it, as I say it, if you can see it, then that means that the light is in you, okay? The same light that is in me is in you. All you need to do is find it, grasp it, and not doubt it.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Pastor Roland. I've been around for 25 years. I've written 18 books. I've been on the radio for over 25 years now, helping people with life and relationship issues. Okay, and never have I made it more clear what you need than I have in these few minutes already here. So let's continue. Let me give you an example of what I mean by realized knowledge or living knowledge. Okay? Let me give you an example. I've given this many times, but it's a very good example. Okay? So, fasten your seatbelts, because whether you like it or not, when you hear this example, you're going to realize, you're going to understand what I'm saying. And those of you who don't like the truth, you won't want to hear it. Okay? But those of you who love the truth, you keep listening. Okay, here's the example. I can teach a parrot to say, 1 + 1 = 2. I can train the parrot to say, 1 + 1 = 2. 1 + 1 = 2. Okay, I can train the parrot to say that. But a parrot cannot understand that 1 + 1 = 2. All the parrot does is mouth what it heard, what it memorized, okay? Now, a little child, of course, can memorize 1 + 1 = 2. But the child can also see that 1 + 1 = 2. Okay, the child gets it. The child says, oh, I see, 1 + 1 = 2. Then later, when something comes along, like what's 100 + 1? Understanding the principle involved. See, understanding, that's the key word, understanding the principle. The child can then say 101. Or what's 1,000 + 1? Well, it's 1,001. You see what I mean? The parrot can never do that. But the child can because the child understands the principle. He gets it. It's like, they talk about the aha moment, the eureka moment, okay? So it's like that. Or it's like getting a joke. You know, somebody tells a joke. Oh, I don't get it. And then they retell the joke. Oh, I get it. See, it's getting it. You have to get it. Okay, so there's a getting it. When it comes to salvation, when it comes to the kind of knowledge that you need to solve your problems and perhaps live forever, okay? You have to realize it. Now, you can't realize it on your own. See, God reveals it to you within, okay? You say, well, wait a minute, Roland, isn't that kind of far out? No, it's not far out at all. I'm going to give you another example to make it clear, just so you can see how that process works. A little child, 4 years old, sitting at the table, and the parent is being mean to one child and nice to another child. And the parent gives more to the child that he's being nice to and less French fries or whatever to the child that he's being mean to. A little child, a four-year-old child, can see the injustice. She sees the injustice of the parent being nicer to one child than the other. Now, did she go to school to learn about injustice or take a course in ethics? No. Did she read about it anywhere in the Bible or in a textbook somewhere? No. She just sees the injustice, okay? Well, human beings have that capacity. A little child can see that 1 + 1 = 2. A child can see injustice, okay? Well, in the same way, you can realize truth. For example, see, let me give you an example. So I'll give you a very simple example. How do I know that Jesus is who he says he is? Okay, well, a lot of people mess that up too. They mess up who they think he is. But let's just say Jesus is who he says he is, and how do I know that he is? Because I read it in the Bible? No. Because a preacher said so? No. Because a Sunday school teacher said so? No. Because I heard it in a class somewhere? No. I know Jesus is who he says he is because I see that he is. Okay? I see it. I just see it. One morning I woke up and I just see. That's all. I don't know how I know, but I just know. Okay? It's like, I guess I was, see, God leads us along. The little child, it's enough just to know that 1 + 1 = 2 and things like that, right? But then at a certain point when we're adults, well, there comes a time. See, when we're young, when we're 18, 20, 22, that's the time to learn and discover, see, and go to work and start a family and do all those things, okay? But then, see, later on, when you get to your 30s, 40s, 50s, well, there comes a time when you begin to search for the deeper things in life, okay? And that's when the capacity to realize is so beautiful. All right, so there you have it. Now go forth and do likewise. But you don't know how. I'll show you. I'll teach you. After this announcement, I'll give you some clues. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org, that's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. My name is Roland. I'm talking about what you need to know to solve all your problems and become happy and carefree and develop sense and wisdom, and then to discover what you need to know to live forever. Okay, it's like a journey. Remember Raiders of the Lost Ark, for example? Remember the exciting adventure? Well, that's the way life is. See, our Creator, our loving and benevolent Creator, He made life to be an adventure. And there's a discovery process and things to find out. Okay? But the problem is, if you accept something that's false along the way, if you accept and then somebody gives you some idea, some notion, whatever it might be, and then if you accept it, and then if you defend it as if it were your own, then you defend it as if it were your own, and it's a falsity, then as long as you continue to defend that falsity, it blocks you from realizing the truth. Okay? Notice how I said that. It blocks you from realizing the truth, and that's how the words can get in the way. See, some people, see, study can be a very dangerous thing because by studying, you get all caught up in, hypnotically caught up in words. Okay? And those words, although they may say the right thing, like you go to church or something, you hear words and they might very well be the right thing. Okay? But if you get caught up with those words, that blocks you from realizing the truth. Okay? Or if you get caught up with the speaker, either loving the speaker or hating the speaker. Okay? Loving and admiring and respecting the speaker or resenting the speaker. Either way, it blocks you from the truth. Okay? So you have to learn to go through. See, it's the internal testimony that's the thing. It's what you know in your heart, what you wordlessly know. Okay? You realize 1 plus 1 equals 2. Oh, I see it. Not because teacher said so, but because I see it. The little child sees injustice. Why? Because somebody said so? No, because she just sees it. Okay? All right. The same thing with religion. Some things I know. See, some things I don't know yet. Some things I'd like to know, but I don't, so I wait until I know. Okay? I don't try to pretend I know, and I don't look to somebody else to teach me. I'm looking for clues. See, I go through life. When I read books, I scan books. I don't get deeply into books and ingest them. I scan them, looking for a clue. Okay? If somebody's talking, okay, I love listening to the radio, listening to preachers, listening to philosophers, listening to experts, and so I listen. See, and their words go in one ear and out the other, but once in a while they say something that you know, strikes a chord. I say, oh, it's meaningful, okay? But I know that it's meaningful because there's an internal testimony. Wordlessly in my heart, I know that it's right, or I know that it's meaningful. You see what I mean? So it's like a discovery process. I go around, and what I realize on the inside is most important, okay? And it's not subjective either. It's not subjective. It's actually objective. See, if you walk in God's light, remember they talked about someone like Enoch. They say he walked with God. Christ talked about the light. See, if you have the light, if you have the light from within, then in that light you can see what's true. See, you can see what's not true. You detect deceit, okay? Some things don't sit quite right with you. They just don't sit right with you, and you don't know why exactly, but they just don't. Well, that's the inner light, okay? Delicately guiding you. See, if you walked with that light, walked in that light, it would be a lamp under your feet. But now what has happened? How have you become separated from God's inner light? How have you become separated from realizing? See, people like Einstein realized. See, he was a very nice man. He realized things. Now what has blocked you? Well, first of all, listening to experts on the outside, resentment, see, wanting something from the outside, your big ego, okay? Doubting what you know in your heart. Those have all blocked you from finding the and walking with the inner light. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Roland. We're talking about some of the most important things of life and how you can discover what you need to know. Okay? And how to know what's true from what is false. How to see for yourself. It's so simple, really. You have to refind what you once had as a little child that you fell away from when you became emotionalized. When you became emotional, or when you became resentful, before long you became, you kind of fell into a trance. Okay, where outside people and their words had more effect on you than what you knew in your heart. But now the good news is your conscience, the inner light is still there. Now, some of you can hear what I'm saying. As I say it, you hear it, you know that it's true. But see, the problem is you kind of rise in consciousness when you listen to me. But then when you go out in the world, what happens? Well, you go out in the world and get upset and react and then you lose it. Well, you have to find a way so you can have it. You can have what I have, okay, or what you have when you listen to me. You can have it all the time. And that's why the meditation that I have is helpful. See, because now you get lost in thinking. As soon as you go out in the world, something upsets you, or you make a mistake, or you become resentful or irritated or something, and then you hide in thinking, okay? And you hide in thinking, planning, worrying, scheming, living the past, planning for the future. And if you're not doing that, then you're hiding in music or you're texting or your internet or something. You need my meditation, okay? And now the other thing that's blocked you from refining the inner light, okay, that you need to make the transition from death to life. The other thing that blocks you is your ego doesn't want to admit it's wrong. See, the light is still there, but now it feels like conscience. Or anxiety, it's still there. But when you feel a little bit of anxiety or you feel a little bit of pang of conscience, when you resent your kids or you resent your wife or something, or you're a little phony with somebody, you say, you know in your heart you were phony with them, or you know you were impatient with your kids, but you don't want to admit it. So your big ego doesn't want to admit you're wrong. And so you deny your conscience and you look for support from the outside. See, you look for something to tell you that you're wonderful just the way you are, that Jesus loves you just the way you are, which he doesn't. He loves you from what you are. See, the way you are right now, you're undoubtedly hell-bound. Things are going from bad to worse. Okay? He loves you from what you are so that you can get a fresh start, recover from your errors, and move forward positively. Okay? But the point is, it's your conscience, your intuition is still there, the inner light is there, but now it rubs your nose in what you did, shows you that you made a mistake. And until you're willing to admit that you're wrong, see, that you hated your dad or hated your mom or you resent your wife or hate your brother or you're impatient with your kids or whatever, so you're ready to admit those things and be sorry, then you cannot reconcile with the inner light. So it remains feeling like conscience. See, God has not abandoned you. You still have your conscience. That's the inner light. But what you need to do is to become friends with it, let it overwhelm you, let it rub your nose in what you did, feel a little pain, a little sadness, regret over what you see about yourself. Okay, bear the pain for a little while, and then afterwards, the tears go away, the blue sky comes back, and then you realize, you see that you're forgiven. Okay, and then you can move forward. Then you become a friend of God, a friend of conscience, a friend of the inner light, and you walk in the light. And then it'll lead you on a happy life, a safe life, a life of discovery, from one discovery to another, until you make the final discovery so you can step over from to temporary life to eternal life. Okay? All right. So now, can you see why the meditation is helpful? Because with the meditation, I help you to refine get centered and get out of your thinking. See, get out of your imagination and your thinking. Stand back, mentally stand back. That way you're closer to the light. See, and then you can begin, then you can take that with you as you go out in the world. You practice the meditation 5 minutes in the morning, you go out in the world, then you practice it again at lunch and another 5 minutes in the evening, and it's helps you to go out in the world and hang on to your objectivity instead of being pulled out into the world and instead of becoming all upset and unglued and all that kind of stuff. Now you have a certain calmness, a certain mental distance, okay? And then you can begin to realize many, 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 many wonderful things. My name is Pastor Roland. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is Talk to a Pastor. You can listen to this program again. All you have to do is go to talktoapastor.org. Listen to it again. Incidentally, I take prayer requests. And I answer questions, and I have a lot of books. I have 18 books. Okay, all there to help you. I'm a volunteer. I've been doing this for 25 years. I don't work for a church. I'm all by myself. I'm helping, trying to help people. That's what I do. So, until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. That's talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.